Okay.
It always makes you cry.
He made my punch list.
And that was our first fight. Time is a flat circle.
Like, two people are gonna get this.
Ooh. Love Kale.
Ew. I want him to crawl to me.
Now that was spicy.
Your Honor, I love him.
Gross. Why choose means you don't choose.
I want a third act breakup because I want him to grovel.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Trust me, I'm a father. Don't worry, Daddy's got you. Welcome to chapter 24 of the Smut Daddy podcast. Hello, everybody. We are joined with our first ever repeat guest because we love her so much. So what better time to make her come back on and chat with us? Our Limmy Lim from Luna Hi. Literary. How are you?
Hello, babes. Oh, I'm great.
Welcome back.
I feel so honored to be the first repeat guest.
Well, it honestly made the absolute most sense because of what today's topic is. And
we needed a little assistance.
Whenever we think of taboo, we think of you. That's my Valentine to you.
Wow. I'm so honored.
You honestly should be, because a lot of people are really into, we've had a couple people ask, like, do you have taboo regs or anything like that? And I'm always like, I got three.
I have about the same.
So this will be a great, great episode. I already know. Before we dive into a smidge little backstory on you, just in case anyone missed our first episode, you know, we always like to chat about what we're currently reading. I sometimes just talk about what I'm watching because I don't get a chance to read that much right now. But Britt, do you want to go first of what you're reading? Or what you just finished up with?
Yeah, this past week, I will not talk about it still, but I did finish Onyx Storm, So I am happy that I now can stop avoiding spoilers like the plague and can watch whatever I want.
I can make a story and link it of a couple podcasts that I know that are deep diving it if they want, but ours will still come like end of summer to give everyone enough time to
read it. I know there's some people that I've been chatting with that still haven't been able to get to it, so
yeah,
we will just leave it at that. And then I went into a Devious Arrangement by Jay Wilder arc that releases on the 20th, so soon after this. So finished that and love that. It's the third book in the Twisted Vows series that she's doing. And this is with Bash, and I'm not sure if it's Anastasia or Anastasia. Like, she's of Russian descent, so I'm not sure how they prefer that pronunciation.
It's probably Anastasia then.
With the Russian.
But it was really good. Enjoyed that.
Yes. We will have to get clarification. And then I just started my very first Chelsea Curto book, Camera Chemistry. Yes. It's a novella. So
I read that one, I think. I think Renee Vesper had me do it for 12 for 12 last year.
Yes, it's when strangers meet for a photo shoot.
Yes, yes.
And
it was good.
They get together afterwards. So yeah, I'm about 54% through that and loving it. And I did start back up my audiobook of God of Ruin. I had paused it because I was immersion reading Onyx Storm and I wanted to give its full attention to it. So I am now back into it and about like 20 chapters in, and it's just starting to get interesting. So
I need to do that because that's pirates, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. I have like a couple I want to do. Like there's the Ever King or something duet that's pirates as well.
Yeah, Ever King and Ever Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard those are good too. So maybe I just need to like switch my fantasy.
I did grab those on an Audible sale. So I am looking forward.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'm going to borrow those. Yes. I'm like, I'm going to borrow those because maybe I'll like pirates while I'm in fantasy land.
Yeah, it's been fun. What about you, Lem? What are you reading?
So I just, since I was preparing for this, I read Step Brother Dearest by Penelope Ward. It was short.
I love Penelope Ward. I've read almost everything by her. How was that? That's one of her newest releases.
It was good. It was kind of like a second chance situation. Like you get their like high school when they first met. They were like 17, 18 years old. And then like years go by and then they're reunited and the whole drama of it all. So it was good. And you only get her POV until the end because he wrote a book And then he wrote like their story. So then like you're reading his POV.
I'm kind of into that.
Through like his writing.
Oh,
it was cool. Yeah.
I really like Penelope.
That does
Ward,
sound
but
cool.
I like waited though. I didn't pull the trigger just yet. But I was like, I wonder if anyone's read it.
Because I was like in the mood because I had read Sweet Girl by Jen Plummer. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah, me too.
Kissed and Missed by Cleo. So yes. I kind of got like my Valentine's Day novellas in. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, time to go find some Taboo.
Kissed and Missed is on my list yet still for the month.
It was so good. I love all of her books. I like read Kissed and Missed and then I went and finished like the 3 or 4 I hadn't read yet. Yeah. So I've officially read everything of hers.
Completed backlist.
Nice. She is my age gap queen. That's what I told her. So
does she do reverse age gaps at all?
None of them yet have been reverse age gap. They've all been men or older because a lot of them do have like a daddy kink in them.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Kelly delicious. Finley. She was like, you know, I want to do a reverse age gap so bad, but they just don't sell as well as the regular.
That's what I've heard. Is they don't sell as
then
well.
She's like, you know, then it sucks because then are you writing stories because you want to read them and write them? Yeah. Or are you just.
But still trying but to make like a profit still, as yes, an author. Yeah. I think I've only read one. Like, I think
it's
we
kind
mentioned
of a conundrum.
It one time. So, like, I think I've only read the one by Vanessa Vale in, on a Manhunt series where she's older. Like 33 and he's like 27 and a hockey player. That's like the only one I can think of.
All of Ashley's are Ashley
Warren. I was
going
to say Ashley
Warren.
Oh,
yes.
Backwater
yes.
Bay series.
I guess I didn't realize either because I don't know. When I'm reading her, I'm just in it.
Yeah. Well, and then we have Lessons in Corruption.
Oh, okay.
To chat about tonight,
I've read a couple then.
So yeah.
Hey, I'm working my way up.
I feel like they sneak it in a little bit more, like, it's more discreet.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're just not, like, coming to the forefront of my mind. The one I always think of for Vanessa is just because, like, that is the whole thing. Like, she's very uncomfortable, the female main character. Like, you're young. Like, you don't know anything. And they bring it up, like, a lot.
There's a Daisy Jane book like that. And he, like, she's older and single mom with a baby. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why are you interested in me? I'm like, you're young, and there's like a whole lactation kink in there.
Oh,
yeah,
That could be really good.
That Odette Stone Vancouver Wolves hockey series that had the penalty box that I was chatting about a couple episodes ago. The last book in that series is a reverse age gap where it's the rookie hockey player and the older woman agent. And
that's gotta be good. That's she's on my list since you brought it up. Yeah. I just finished, which is perfect for today. I just finished my beta listen of Braving the Storm by Elliot Rose. And let me tell you, oh my gosh, I got to like beta read it when before, but like there's something about Uncle Storm being in your ears and calling you darling. And I just was sitting there blushing, like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? And like I owe a lot of my love for Taboo and like going into new stuff because of Elliot. Like if it wasn't because of her, I don't think I would have been fine. Just keep going years and years without it. Man, Uncle Storm and Briar, like, it was so good. And I was blushing and I had already read it. But
I
there
love
was
that.
Just it was because like how it starts, like when she's in his cabin and I don't know, he's just so gruff and then just all of it. I was just like, gosh, like my cheeks were like warm and I was like, this doesn't happen that often. But the narrators were both great and I don't know, I loved it. We can chat a little bit more about that in a minute because she writes a whole Taboo series and I'm head over heels for it. But besides that, we mentioned it last week. I can't stop watching Survivor. And so I had a couple people DM and were like, I love Survivor. So this is for you guys. I am still on Survivor. I'm on season 46 now.
My God.
The new season starts on February 27th. So when I was in my last pregnancy, I made it to season 44. And so this time I like just started late, but like now we're in it and I'm preparing for the new season. Could I ever go on it? Never. Not one day.
Never.
But I could like to watch it and be like, ooh, they suck. While I'm sitting
I would do that so
in my bed.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, ooh, you're not playing the game very well, or like you should have done that better. And I'm literally in bed and they're starving to death on an island. But it's fine.
We watch Traitors and we do the same
we
thing.
We do too?
Like, We're did like, you just oh, watch? We would have what not is that? Killed that person all.
Traitors. That's the show I was telling you about. That's the real life Clue.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
Did you watch last so night's good. Episode? Okay, I was shocked. Britt's like, what are you talking about? But I know a couple people, I've brought it up before too. Vic, she loves Survivors and Traitors. I talk about Traitors with her a lot, but I'm obsessed. I don't know. I've been so in it this season. And
oh, yeah.
But then when they got Rob out, I was like, oh my gosh, like not the king himself.
I know. Morgan went on like some deep kick because like we'd never watched like Survivor, Big Brother, any of that, but we watched Traitors. And she's like, wait, I kind of like him. So she like went back and watched his like Survivor season.
He was so good looking. Oh, he still is. But like, I understand why he was like. People were talking about
the episode. I think it's the episode he ends up leaving. But when they're holding hands.
Oh, and he's like talking her through it. He's like, okay, so I'll explain it to you.
He's like, just look at me.
Britt. And so everyone that doesn't watch, they like put their hands into this like box and they're like dumping bugs on them, like Fear Factor style. Okay. And this is a Real Housewife that's holding his hand. And he's like, it's fine. Like, I literally could do anything. I was on Survivor. And he's like, you're okay. You got it. Look at me. Just tell me all about it. Like, what's your favorite food? When's your birthday? Oh my gosh. Like, I love that. And I literally was sitting right there next to Brian and I was like, are you listening to this man?
He's like, close everything. Your eyes. Close mm-hmm. your eyes. Just don't think about it.
Rainbow. He's like, yeah. Just listen to me. And I was just, and he is married. He married Amber, who was on Survivor. But I'm like really into it. I mean, I know he got voted out, but like literally when I watched all of it for the first time when I was pregnant with my son. So I was like seeing young Rob and I was like, wow. Like, and he kept coming back after season. So then when he was on Traitors this time, I was like, oh, I feel really prepared for this. And then I just had finished season 44 and that's Carolyn's season. Like, she's brand new on Survivor and she was incredible. So I don't know. I've been really into it.
We love it.
I keep bringing it up every week and Britt's like, I'm really happy for you. And I'm like, someone's going to know what I'm talking about. And I finally got a DM like, hey, I watch Survivor.
Yep. I still like, thank you. Couldn't tell you the last thing I watched besides the first half of the Super Bowl, and I was asleep within 5 minutes after the halftime show ended, like on the couch, no passed out before 8 p.m. That's the last thing I watched on TV.
we did watch it.
I mean, the first half that I did watch was boring as fuck, so I don't think I
did watch it. I think the beginning because I was preparing for a live with Cleo, I missed the halftime because of it, but Morgan like paused it so that I could watch it, or she like rewound it or whatever.
I watched the whole thing on TikTok, just the halftime show.
Yeah, so we watched the halftime show and then we watched the rest of the game just because we were cheering for the Eagles because my mom loves Jalen Hurts. So we were like, and we're not Taylor Swift people, so we were like,
I love Taylor Swift, but I'm not gonna, there's no way I'm watching football. Like, I don't like football. No. And it's hockey season. When people are like, but it's football. It is literally hockey season. What are you talking about? Like, please.
Now it is.
Please stop. It's been hockey season. We're getting close to like to know who's going to be in the Stanley Cup. I'm like, what are you talking about? And there's a bunch of Blue Jackets players that are playing for a Team USA right now. So like, no, it is. We are in hockey season. So when people are coming to me, I literally say, you need to DM Brittany. You need to go somewhere else because I don't know what you want from me. Well, I'm really glad that you do watch that because now I'm going to be texting you like, are you watching this? Are you seeing this?
We watch the trade. Like, for Thursdays, we were watching Traitors and it's a TV show. I completely blanked now where they're like celebrities and they have to go like, basically to military boot camp and they have to do all this kind of stuff
like the challenge or something, or
I just completely
the one that JoJo Siwa was on. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it's called. Brighton can put the title up in here, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It is funny to see them all do that, but it was funny because Tom Sandoval was with her, JoJo, on that.
Sandoval was on that season. And so, and then we watched Masked Singer, and Tom Sandoval was on one of the seasons of that, and then he was on Traitors, and Morgan's like, oh my God, his PR person is like, you're going on every show. Oh,
that's because he got outed on live television at the reunion for being a cheater with his fiance. Well,
the episode Sorry, Britt,
we're just going
night.
On a random tangent.
I at least
tangent.
Know that story from, like, just being on the internet.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him because, like, we don't, like, do all that other stuff. I mean, obviously he messed up. But, like, he was talking on the round table with Traitors and he's like, Well, we know women are cheaters. And you meant to say traitors.
You should have seen me. I lost it. I looked right at Brendan like, oh, this man's going to start pulling shit about cheaters when he got outed. Like someone, like a cameraman was the one that finally outed him being a cheater. Like broke their NDA for Vanderpump Rules so that like she wouldn't marry him. And I'm just like, so when that came out of his mouth, I looked at Mr. Smut Daddy and I was like, this guy is about to enter the punch list. First man from TV.
But he's so like dumb. That like I kind of feel bad for him.
He's totally detoxing live on the traitors.
And his face is always like, and I'm like, bro, thank God you're a faithful because your face. But when he was like, yeah, because women are cheaters, and like every woman at the table was like, oh, and I was like, oh,
because everyone knows that he's like a terrible guy when it comes to relationships.
Like, even I know that detail, and I don't watch shit.
And that tells you just how terrible he really is.
God,
I know. I lost it. I had to pause it. Because I was yelling at him. My pregnancy hormones were like, oh, hell no.
Fight, fight.
Well, that takes us into our perfect segue. No, I love doing a recap. And it's fun to know what we're watching and reading. I think it makes it more like a FaceTime call. And that's exactly what we're all here for. But you literally can't have Taboo, a.k.a. what Father Lib trademarked, family fucking without limb.
Such
just
an honor
can't.
To be here.
But it's not all family fucking. It's just part of it.
It's partial. Just part of it. Yeah, because some of them aren't. But I just, that's what I always used to claim it until I was like, there's more to this than that. But it's also just funny. It gets people like, what is she talking about? But I really can't think of Taboo without limb coming into mind. Because I'm like, that's what we talked about. That's what I started talking to you with, and I was like, what kind of books are you into? And you were like, I read a lot of Taboo. And I was like, this girl is honestly way cooler than me. No, because I still blush at Taboo. So, and I've read 1,000 romance books at this point. But we can also, so tell us just a little bit about how you got into reading, in case anyone doesn't know, and then like how you kind of found Taboo. Like, what was your journey to it? You can talk about books that you had, that if you have them, to get you there, or like what was your first Taboo rec, or please tell class.
Okay. I mean, I've always been a reader. Like, I think when we talked about when I was on last time, like, and then I got into romance reading, like, really deep in 2022. Like, I ended up reading, like, over 330 books that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl.
I was channeling my inner Libby.
Hey.
That was my 2023.
And then everything went downhill after that.
Same.
I was like, I got one book done. No, I'm just kidding. But I've talked about this with other people. Like, I didn't know like what tropes were or like triggers, any of that kind of stuff. Like, I was in a Facebook group where people like posted recommendations, and if I saw a book so many times, I would just like go and read it on my Kindle and just start on chapter one. So like, I would have no idea what was going on.
You would just like skip over the like blurb and all of that?
Yeah, I would just scroll straight to chapter one. Mm-hmm. And so like, obviously my first intro into like deep romance was T.L. Swan, which is like great. It's fine. Billionaire romances, alcoholes, whatever.
Yeah, they're just asshole men that have to grovel, which, hello, we love that.
Nothing wrong with that. And then I read Kate Seward's like the Flock series, Ravenhood series. And so that was like emotional. And that was the first
time
I had
that. That was devastating. Emotional.
That's how Brit's never going to read this.
I'm just going to scan
them. We don't want that.
That is quite devastating.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I was on the couch crying.
False advertising when people say it's why choose. It is not why choose, so
okay.
People need to stop
saying
that.
And I didn't know what that meant. And so I was like, I don't know what that means. I was thinking more like love triangle vibes because I didn't know what why choose
And
meant.
I would have liked it way more if it was, because I love love triangles. Hello, like Twilight girl to my core.
That was the first time I'd ever read a scene, obviously, where there was like two men and a woman.
Sharing.
And I was like, yeah, sharing. And I was
sharing
like, oh,
is caring.
Okay, that was interesting.
I kind
of
like that.
And then I read Den of Vipers after that.
Oh, you jumped right on in. My mom loves that book.
I mean, I, once again, didn't read any trigger warnings. So, like, everything's happening, and I would, like, pause for a minute and be like, what in the actual hell am I reading? And why do I want to keep reading it?
Yeah.
Because I was just like, he put a knife where and did what when the knife was where? I was like, what? But I enjoyed it. And more of that, I was like, so I was like, okay, like obviously I just like whatever because, yeah. You know, it's fine. So then I would like, then I started getting into Bookstagram and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I can really remember like the first like full, I guess, I'm trying to remember the first like step sibling like romance I read. And I have a feeling it was Step Brothers Darling by K.A. Knight because I had read other books by her. So I was like, oh, I'll just read this. So I think that was probably my first Step Brother romance.
Have you read For the Fans?
I haven't. I've never read Strictly MM yet.
That was my first Step Siblings and MM. So that combo. But it was so
I've heard
good.
Amazing
you would
things.
Love it, Lem. Like, it's delicious.
Yeah, I've heard it's, like, the best thing ever.
It's been a couple of years since I read it, and I keep seeing it now again more, and I'm like, I think that's ready for a reread here soon. Like,
yeah, I've been seeing it, like, trend on TikTok, so I feel like it's getting one of those, like, kind of yearly research. Yeah.
But that was my first. It's on my TBR. So it set the bar high, because that combination was... It's good. Very good.
That's like chef's kiss. But then I just was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then if it gets thrown in, like, it's not something that, like, deters me. So then, like, when Sarah Kate's Salacious Players Club started, and, like, book two is obviously
my favorite
Step Siblings
of the series.
So I was like, okay,
I
like, obviously.
I just kept going to keep chiming in saying, I haven't read that, but that's okay.
It's so good. Yeah.
Lem, is that your favorite of the series or no?
People ask me this all the time, and I really can't tell you. The two books I took to Sarah Kate to sign, because I was like, okay, I'm only taking two, and I took Highest Bidder, obviously, because along with Taboo, I love Daddies.
Daddy.
And so I was like, obviously,
Daddy Ronan.
I'm gonna take that.
Clearly, that's why she's here, guys.
Yeah.
On this
so
My Daddy
like,
podcast.
Do I take Praise? Because, I mean, that's another one I brought. Like, what are we going to do? And I actually took Give Me More, because that was like, it wasn't the first time I read, like, a poly relationship, but there was just something about theirs that I just loved. So, I mean, I literally said to Sarah Kate, really?
Yeah.
I literally said to Sarah Kate, your books changed my brain chemistry because I was like, they just altered my whole thinking process. But that one, it was hard closer to the end with like everything that happened. It was like really emotionally heavy at the end of that one. But I've read like
I didn't like all the choices that were being made and the results of those choices. Yeah. I struggled with it a lot, actually.
It got hard. But then there was like she did a novella, like holiday or special with them three. And it just solidified.
Mm-hmm.
It was very small.
I haven't read that. Maybe that would help me because I ended that book not very thrilled with everything.
It felt like closure because even though like that book closes and obviously you get pieces of them as the series
and, like,
continues.
Mercy. Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like they needed their own little story like continuing on, and it was like how they're all fully functioning
where
together.
Where do I get
like,
this? Is this really downloadable? Where do I find this?
Yeah,
it's gotta be
I'm
on
trying
KU.
To remember. I'm trying to even remember what the name of it is. I don't remember
is
if it was like some type
series?
Of
series.
Yes, and she's doing a second generation.
Is it going to be just as like salacious, like, or is it just like
it's
a different
kids.
Vibe?
And see, I haven't finished the series. I still have to read Madame, but I'm nervous because it's another thruple, and of how I felt about Give Me More, I'm just like, I still haven't pulled the trigger.
How many books is this? What's it? Or what's the first book at least? What does it start with?
Praise
is book
Praise.
One.
Okay.
I don't remember, but yeah, I grabbed Praise, which is ex-boyfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Oh. That's really climbing up my list. I don't know
it
is.
It's so good.
But I love it.
The Dom's
really
relationship
series.
Is so good in that.
It is.
You know who
it's
wrote
really
one that, oh, sorry, that surprised me? Was no. By Keeland. Wrote, that was my first
a
ever.
A Dom sub one?
Oh, ex-boyfriend's dad.
Oh, dad.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Because it's by Keelan, which like she does do some things off, but like she writes a lot with Penelope Ward. But when she did that, I was like, hello? But that was like my first one ever. And I was like a couple years ago and it was really good. Then with Elliot, I'm always like, please keep writing this trope. Please never stop writing this trope.
Yeah. Praise was the first ex-boyfriend's dad that I ever read.
Birthday Girl was mine.
I still haven't
read
that.
I forgot about Birthday Girl. I read it so early on. that I honestly forget that I've read it. And I then every
it.
Birthday.
Like I downloaded it on a free someone, download day, yes. But I just haven't done it.
And then I always see it like every day because it's like someone's bookster birthday and they're holding it up. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that book. But then like the next day it'll be someone's birthday and I'm still like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that book. I just think I read it too early like, in my journey.
I would say like ex-boyfriend's dad is a great segue if you want to test the waters to get into step siblings because like it's all in the family kind of a situation. I literally wrote a list down of exes.
Yeah, you got some favorites.
Books.
List them out.
So like obviously Praise. I mean, this was my first Sarah Kate book and I went on and read
mine too.
A bunch of her books.
Emerson Grant, he's a good one.
He's a
I
great
that
one.
Cover.
I had to have the male cover, like the I normally don't do human covers, but this series I just
there's
loved
always
them.
A series that's an exception. Mine there is yes. Jodi Ellen Maupass with The Unlawful Men. I'm like, oh, those are the most handsome men I've ever seen in my whole life.
Brutal Birthright and Kingmakers. Those two. I'm so glad I had those men covers.
I actually bought Vic's really covers. She was selling them on Pengo, and I was like, I'll take every last Sophie Lark real cover you got, girl.
What a steal. Love it.
Yeah.
What others do you like?
Birthday
bouquets.
Girl.
I'm like, birthday girl, bouquets and buckles, let's make your list.
Bouquets and buckles.
Bouquets
and
so
this
good.
Is, I feel like Tempt is the best one.
Oh
because
my gosh!
So good.
I forgot about it. And I even
one
made.
Stand was so hot.
Yes!
So good.
Like,
so good.
Obviously, this series, the second generation of Cloverleaf Farms, is like what introduced me to Melanie Harlow, and then
same.
I fell
just
in love with her.
The first gen's first book when Melanie just had it for free. I grabbed it.
I can't believe I forgot about Tempt. I forced Brittany to read that series.
With Ignite.
It's
yes,
so
that's
good.
Because
I love Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We both
so
do.
Like Ignite was my first single dad, and that's when I was like, oh, I love the dads.
Yes.
And then obviously we ended the series with this, and I was like,
completely
this is
forgot.
Such a different trope for Melanie.
Yes.
But I feel like she does it so well. So if anyone's ever like, I don't know if that's something I'd come comfortable with. This would be a good one because
especially with the small town aspect of it all.
Yes.
Small town and like all of the vibes.
And if you do read it last, now that I'm remembering, it sets it up perfectly. Like it just makes sense the way it all flows.
Yes.
That is a good, that's a good find. Yeah. That's a good one.
So this one is like, I feel like introduction book one, Ex's Dad, Tempt by Melanie Harlow.
Yes.
But then these are ones I don't own.
Okay.
But Charming Your Dad by Sarah Blue.
I don't
your
think I've
dad
ever
would...
heard of that one.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
She has like a whole series and the covers kind of look like Ouija boards.
Oh.
And there's different like themes for each one. They're really good. She's really good. She does like Omega Verses and like that kind of stuff.
I want to dive into Omega Verse more too. I've only read the one by Lana Ferguson. And it was pretty tame from what I've heard, but I like really liked and how like in depth she went describing like just the way everything works because I had no idea. So I feel like that's a great introduction to Omegaverse. But now I want like crazy. I want more.
More.
I would like to know where all the knots go, honestly.
Where do all the knots go?
Of that and white shoes and stuff and nodding, Hannah Cowan is working on a Omegaverse story.
Is she really?
Yep. That's so surprising.
Yep.
Not like in a bad way, just like, wow.
She's doing Omegaverse and it's white shoes. There's like, I think four males in it.
See, that's where I was nervous at first because I'm just now like starting to appreciate why choose more. I'm still very picky with them and that's okay.
It's okay.
But I was nervous about the Omega because I didn't know if it could ever just be two. But if you're nervous about it, that's where Lana's the fake mate
MF,
is. It's just MF.
Yeah.
But like it literally breaks down like all the hierarchies and the way like literally everything works. And so I was like,
that's
okay.
Great. Sorry,
but now
I didn't
am ready.
Cut you off, but I was just like, that I saw that work in progress.
I think your next one you were going to say is Your Dad Will Do. That one's on my list. I was
good.
I didn't know if it counted.
Katie Robert.
Oh.
I mean, it's one of her older books. So like I read a lot of her older stuff when I first started reading before like her new stuff with like the spinoff of Disney. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But, and then the Olympus series and all of that. But she has like four, I think they're like taboo. Each one's like a taboo one. And Your Dad Will Do, I think, is the first one in it.
And all I can think of is that cover with the girl in the black dress walking away with red Louis Vuittons on. And I'm just like, because I would see that on Kindle, because it's a fairly older book. Like, it's been around, and I saw it on my Kindle, and I think it's even on audio now. And I was like, what do you mean Your Dad Will Do? I was like, literally, what are you talking about? It was good. It was good.
He will do it.
Ex-fiance, and because it's ex-fiance.
Yep. Oh, and he was cheating,
like, and she walked in on her, and then his dad was like, oh, let me show you.
His dad always had the hots for her, yeah. Uh-huh. And so she, like, shows up, kind of like, let's just do this, like, one-time thing.
Yeah, because she wanted to, like, get payback. And she was like, you know what? I know you like me, so, like, let's do it. Because if I'm going to walk in on my fiancé sleeping with someone else, like, I can sleep with his dad. And then one was not enough. One time was not enough here,
never
folks,
is.
For that man. He said, if you're that coming was... in my bed, you are not leaving this bed.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty man. It was so good.
That one was good. I had to write that one down. I can never remember the male main character's name, but that's the female main character's Lily.
But I can't remember their names. I just know they do the down and dirty a lot, and it was really good.
It's a very spicy book. Like,
very
it's,
spicy. All of them in that little series, because one's like a bodyguard romance. One is they're married, and he shares her with his like best friend. I can't remember what the other one is. Maybe it's just the three, but yeah,
I think
one
might
was,
be a trilogy.
Yeah, that one was so good. Last one I have is Daddy's Angels by K.A. Knight.
Oh,
so that's...
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think it's an older one too. And then like Gravity by Sarah Kate, that one is kind of, she's with a dad and the son. So she goes back and forth. And then she ends up at the end of book one with one of them. And then the other one has their own book. Yeah.
Oh, that one is pushing the lines for Father Lib.
I don't think I could do that one. Not
gonna
lie.
Can I be completely honest for anyone that's wondering, like, why? I don't hate I Choose or Taboo or anything. I'm coming way more around. But let me tell you what happened for now that we're in the episode a little bit. When you first start reading or when you first get Kindle Unlimited, there are millions of books that you will never hear talked about ever. Not on TikTok, not on Bookstagram, not anywhere. And if you read one, like a random one-off, then it's going to suggest to you things that are also like one-offs that are like nobody knows about. And I read one that was just fucked up, and then I didn't realize though that early in my reading that that's what Kindle did. Like, you read this, so read this. So I was just like reading stuff, and I've told Britt some of it. That shit I was reading is fucked up. Like,
was it Why Choose?
I think it's why it put Taboo a bad taste in my mouth for so long, because it was Why Choose, like, blood-related Taboo. Mm. The one I always bring up to Brittany to make her know where I'm coming at, and I'll just tell you it all right here. It's called Stuffed. It's a Thanksgiving novella where a dad and his
blood-related... I remember the first time you told me this.
Where a dad and his blood-related children share her, and you just... take a guess with your romance mind what you think that gravy on their turkey is. And I would say after that is where Libby said, you know what? I don't think that I like Why Choose or Taboo, because that
is a terrible one to base it off of.
I know, but that's where I just want, when people are like, I don't understand, because like, I've really come back around. I'm shoving X's and O's down everybody's mouth by Kayla.
So good.
Rose. I got to beta read it for her because she wanted like a non-Why Choose
that's
lover.
That's a sign of a good author wanting
and it
someone
was
who's
fantastic.
Not usually reading that genre or that.
And it was fantastic. But like, I feel like sometimes people are like, I don't understand. Just like, it's just the way that my journey worked out. Started with bully romance, so then you're reading bully romances, so it thinks like, let's bring in Taboo, but the KU Taboo was crazy in 2020, and I'm
stuffed.
It's a turkey on a Thanksgiving dinner table as the cover. I'm scarred, folks. I am emotionally damn. I need compensation for that one. And the thing is it wasn't even bad writing. Like, literally, it was good writing. But, like, I think I'm going to go to hell just for that one.
Okay, so do you think you could handle Sadie Kincaid's Why True series, The New York Ruthless with the Ryan brothers, because it's four brothers, but they don't sleep together, but they're all sleeping with one girl, Jessie.
Like, see, like, I think, like, the Ryan brothers for me is a good, like, that's my next step. Like, let's try... Yeah. A little bit more of like a family dynamic.
They're so good. Have you read them, Len?
I haven't.
Oh, those are going to be right up your alley.
I haven't run anything by Sadie Kincaid yet. Oh,
tell us about it, Brett.
I know.
Lord, you're missing out. I know. They're Irish Mafia, four brothers, Daddy Shane, Connor, twins, Liam and Mikey. They catch the girl when they're going after the Bratva. Like, it's just so good. She's a hacker. So then... Just takes a while for them all, but they all are together as a family unit, and it is a commitment because it's six interconnected books for the series, so each one ends on a bit of
but
a cliffhanger.
Swords never cross swords because never they're blood cross. Related.
Correct.
Okay, see, that's I can get that.
But
I can get behind that a little bit.
But there's what I call parallel swords because they will share the same hole
with Come Ordi and her from another brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's, like, where I'm, like, okay.
But, like, what I'm trying to say with that, and I'm not sure if you caught it, Lib, maybe you did, Lem, was that, like, there's DVP going on.
Oh, that is a... That... Wow. So, see, that's where I'm, like, I'm speechless.
But I honestly, I do want you to try it. Okay. Both of you. I think you both like... Lem, plus, I'm confident you'll like it. Lib, I'm not so sure. But you should try it. That's great.
I also feel like Why Choose Is That Way are also a good way to segue into Why Choose, even though they're siblings, because you're not doing the sword crossing yet. Because starting off with sword crossing can be overwhelming. Because also your brain is like, where is what in doing what where? Yeah. Like,
we're big on stick figures over here.
We got to draw. I don't have
don't
any
blame you.
Daughters to have Barbies around, but like, I need a visual. I need help sometimes.
Yeah. G.I. Joes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, I read Den of Vipers, which was my first Why Choose. And like, I was kind of like, whoa, there's a lot of bodies. But then I read the Malice Mafia trilogy, and they're all three blood brothers. And there's no like... they don't all have a full group scene until the end of the last book.
Oh.
So, like, and they're all only focusing on her. So I felt like that was a really good, like, it's very dark, but I feel like it's good to get people comfortable into the multiple men.
Yeah, I read the Sadie series on accident. I went in blind. I read her LA one, and I just was like, okay, we're going to travel to New York now. Sure.
It's Do you consider Why Choose taboo, or only if it's dark Why Choose?
I don't necessarily consider it taboo.
I could just consider it its own thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Why Choose could technically be a polyamorous relationship depending on the dynamic of it all. Because, yeah. I mean...
Like with the MF, some of like MM? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if they're all interconnected, like, to me, they're just a family.
Yeah,
they're just... family of people that are in a relationship together.
I just consider them a couple, but there's maybe three or four or five of them. They're just, but they are together and happy, and I don't consider
that
taboo. The darkest
White Shoes I've ever read is Macabre Gods by Elliot Rose, and
I haven't read them yet.
So
I haven't
good.
Either.
This is her newest one that's coming out on March 11th.
I need to, it's in my inbox, you guys. Thanks, Luna. But I still have to do my homework, and I'm going to listen to Noir Moon.
It's really good, but I'm not saying that because it's taboo, but I was just didn't know if that had its own classification. Because like with Dark White Shoes, that was my first ever Dark White Shoes. And I don't normally read dark romance that much in general. Like, we're looking at like your emotional girl over here. I'm like, do you want to cry? Yes or no? Going completely off of the opposite of that. Like, what is like the spiciest or like most out there taboo you've read, Lim? I would have to say mine is Priest.
I love Priest. I just reread it.
I haven't read it.
With Tyler, Bell, and Poppy. Who's that by? I can't think.
Simone something?
Sierra Simone.
Yes, thank you. That one was pretty out there for me as far as like, that is pretty taboo. I mean, a preacher that's devoted his whole life to God who's like, I think I'm going
to
start.
To me, actually, the more taboo part of that book, it's not that he's a priest that's taken a vow. It's not even that. It's where and what.
That's what I was going to say. And it's the fact that they be fucking folks on the altar. On the altar, in the confession booth. I mean, anywhere in the church. And that's where I was like, when I was making my list. Mm-hmm. But that one always pops up when someone's like, have you read Taboo? I'm like, I've read Priest. And it was very good, like very spicy.
If I am going to do it, I don't know. It's like one of those books where I see it so much, but I'm just like, I don't
know if it would be a reread for me, but it's not like I didn't like it. You know what I mean? That it definitely liked it. But I remember reading it being like, this is like wrong. But I also grew up in the church and I read that early on, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I definitely,
and that's
could
why I'm
read it
concerned, and I don't know,
like I definitely could reread it now and be like, oh, that was just sexy and hot and amazing, because they do have a really good story, and I really do like
it
the way
really
it wraps
story.
Up at the end, mm-hmm. and the way Tyler comes about his relationship still like with God, but like understanding that he's fallen in love with Poppy. But I read it so early that I think I was like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. We just are fucking on the altar. And they never locked the church doors. That's
never.
What I want to say.
Ever.
Is they would never be locking those church doors. And I'm like, someone is going to open that.
Even in Midnight Mass, because I just reread it and I reread Midnight Mass. And there's like a whole thing where they're like role playing in the church on the floor. I'm like, you're not worried that some old janitor man, because
right?
my grandfather was a janitor at the Catholic Church. You're not afraid. He's walking by and being like.
And that's the thing too. It's like, I wasn't raised Catholic, and I'm not really.
I wasn't either.
In the church.
Me neither.
Right now either. But like, they make it very known in Priest that like, he keeps his doors open. Like that is a huge subplot. Like this, in this church, the doors are always open and someone's always here. And I'm like, and you're just doing it right there.
It's ballsy.
I know, but it was
very.
It's good
spice. Do they have an exhibition kink where they want to have, they think it's cool to be seen?
I don't think it's
caught.
Really mentioned, but I do think it definitely plays into their like forbidden, like, well, God's watching us, so like who
because
cares
she,
if a...
she also she danced at a club.
Uh-huh.
So they definitely has like this dynamic of being in the wrong, but also it's not wrong because you're just two consenting
adults.
Yeah. So there's just like, to me, there's just a lot of different taboo elements in it. I don't even feel like the priest part of it is taboo.
Honestly. It's just the way it all plays around. Like, they're surrounding. And I feel like sometimes you don't consider surrounding a lot. Like, when you're in, like, a sex scene or whatever, you're like, okay, well, this is at a club. Or we're fucking mm-hmm. in the open or whatever. But, like, in this book, I feel like you are, someone that goes
like,
there.
Whoa.
And you're sitting in the pew, like, and they're just over there doing really
clutching
dirty
pearls.
Literally.
Yeah.
But it is great writing. I don't want anyone to think
it
like
is.
It's bad
it really
writing.
Good.
It's fantastic writing. But for me, I would definitely say that's probably my most taboo. What do you think for you?
I was going to end with this one, but we'll go right into it. The Wild by Kay Webster. I think I talked about this when I was talking to you guys, but I don't think it made the last one. So I kept seeing it everywhere. And
is that the
like,
one where the girl's
taboo.
Grabbing her hat?
No. There's a man on the cover. It's like a black and white cover. There's like a, I think it's half. He's like a beard. He's a very attractive man, but it's called The Wild. And everyone kept putting it in that Facebook group I was in. And they're like, it's very taboo. You need to check your triggers. And that's when I was like, what is a trigger? Like, because I was
trigger?
Like, I don't know what that means. Yeah. And so that's when I actually read it, because you don't find out something until the end. So it's like, I needed to know that they were not blood related, because it is a daughter and a father. And so I was like, but they're you do not figure out they're not blood related until the end. So they're doing everything.
So the whole time
and
you
think
like, that they are.
Like
this is just.
Yeah. So
that would have set me
story.
Over the edge. I'm not kidding. That one I would have done me in. Rolled
so
over in my grave.
They're like going to live. They're like from California. They're going to live in rural Alaska. They're like in an RV. Storm hits. And like before the storm. She is like 16, 17. She gets in bed with her parents and like there is some touching going on. He's like kind of asleep. So you're kind of like, he thinks it's his wife, whatever. Then an accident happens. The mom dies.
Okay.
So like they're in the bum luck middle of nowhere in Alaska.
Literally. Yeah.
And like they're both they both get injured. They have to go like live in a cave, like all kinds of stuff. They end up finding like an abandoned cabin. Like it's like a whole thing. So they're like literally in the wilds of Alaska trying to survive. And like, it's just the two of them. And feelings start, emotions start, and like they start doing it. And there's like known inbred people that like break into their cabin one night. They do assault her and like beat him up and like all this kind of stuff. Revenge is taken. But there is like a guy who like kind of comes out into the wilderness and like just checks on the people of the wild. And he's kind of like a police officer. I think he is a police officer, but like he confronts them because she gets pregnant. And so he's like, because she calls him dad still. So she'll be like, dad. Ooh. And so like, he's like, obviously like, okay.
Thinks like, oh, you're assaulting your daughter and you've gotten her pregnant.
And it's not until the end where he's like, she's actually adopted. So, like, we're not blood related. But the thing is, they adopted her as a baby, so he's known her.
Lord, so he raised her.
I am like, turning over in my future grave.
I couldn't do it.
And I don't, but I want everyone to know, and Lynn already knows this, I don't judge people for what they read.
You read whatever the fuck you want.
That would mean they would have to judge me.
I can do it.
But I think that one
It was not a reread for me. So I read it, and I was like, you know what? It wasn't, the writing is actually really good.
Yeah.
The story, it's a survival story at the end of it. And then book two was actually, I enjoyed it more. It's called The Free, and it's the police officer's story.
So
the inbred family, there is a sister, and they all assault her, and it's horrible.
Ugh.
And he rescues her, and she's living with him, and they start a relationship, and, you know, she's very sweet, timid, and it's just a really good dynamic. And he takes her to family dinner closer to the end, and you find out they're cousins. And I was like, and she's
shut
pregnant
up.
And like I was
actual blood related,
because
how did
like,
it come about
her,
sorry now I need he, I'm like now I need to know
now I'm trying to remember because this
now
is
my
when,
heart hurts for them like why
oh it was gut-wrenching because I was like not expecting it because I was just like oh, it's his story, and because you met her in book one and you know she was like an inbred situation, you're just like, it's just their story. Like I didn't think anything taboo was gonna happen, and so like it's this whole thing, and then he takes her to family dinner and his dad is like kind of acting weird, and then they're asking like, who's your family and like all this kind of stuff, and the dad's like, your dad is my dad kind of situation. I mean, your dad is my brother. And I was like,
am shocked right
and
now
then,
just listening
and,
to
and
it.
And then the police officer guy is, of course, like disgusted.
Freaking
with
out.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, he's like, I cannot do this.
Yeah.
And like, she's obviously like in love with him. And she's like, and he's like, no, like we can't. I mean, they end up together, but it was just like, they had
like
no
some
idea.
Romance, weird snow version of The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. No, it kind of felt like that.
And I don't need it. I don't do that.
It's a horror movie. I wouldn't have watched
brothers,
it.
Her brothers give it. The Hills Have Eyes like vibes. So then there was, she did a like
Bella
extended episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like of the first couple, and like they dad and daughter have kids.
At least they're not related. I can get past that.
No, but this is the one I didn't read and I don't think will read. So they have kids.
Boy.
And while I'm reading it, she's talking about their children. And now one kid was adopted. I think he was a kid of the wild and they adopted him. But there's like a weird dynamic going on with the children.
Oh,
and
God.
She's talking to him like, what do we say to them? Because we have a weird dynamic. You were my dad, like you raised me. And he's like, let's just not think about it. Well, then a third book came out. I didn't read
and
it.
It's
I
the
can't
brother
even tell
and
you the
sister.
Title. It's multiple siblings and blood related sibling action. And I was just like, you know what? You do you, girl, but I think I'm gonna say
that
no
is
to
the
that.
Craziest shit
this
I've ever
is
heard.
When I'm out. Deuces.
Yeah.
It's like,
but honestly,
bye.
Like I said, someone might really enjoy it. And if that's you,
we're not
yucking your
yum.
But I just,
no.
We
but
just are the type of people that wouldn't
not gonna
as
do
someone
it.
With
enjoy
a
it.
Brother and a sister, I was just like,
same.
It's going to be a no.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard
that's
no.
That's kind of crazy, though. I've genuinely never even heard. I mean, it would make sense. It's never even come across my radar. But someone out there really might enjoy it. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does but sound I mean, like some Snow Hills Have Eyes shit, though. And that scared me to death as a child.
I mean, cause there's some parts where I'm like, you know, like you're like, but then I was like, I'm in it. I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
But like that first one, I definitely had to know like that they were not blood related because it's like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
that's his daughter. I was like, what is What is going to happen?
What is going on?
But I was
that
like, okay.
That is
so
a no-go
probably...
for their father, Lib. I can
that's
promise
the most
you that.
I've read.
I mean, hey. Yeah. I did ask. That's crazy, though. I do like to have information, though, and I didn't even know something that like that existed. So who knows? A random listener could be like, I would like to read that. And honestly, go forth. And then come into our DMs and tell us, like, did you like it afterwards? Like, this is the information
to me,
I want
to
know.
It's like a challenge. Like, can I finish this book?
Can
like,
I finish it? Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. And when I finished it, it was like weird because I was like happy for them. But I was also like, is that weird that I'm happy for them? Like... Like, yay!
What about you, Britt? What would you say is your?
I was just thinking about it, honestly.
Or just
probably...
like a favorite taboo, or
for the fans is probably like the most taboo. I mean, they met their step siblings, as we said. They meet when they're in high school, so like 15-16 year olds, but like most of the story and when things actually happen and take place, they're in college, so they are 18 plus when the relationship develops and stuff, and that includes a bioawakening journey, and MM piece, so you know, like that is probably what would be considered my most taboo. But just this past Christmas, I did enjoy Jessa's Why Choose taboo. It was
to his dad,
son,
that one,
stepdad, and they share the girlfriend.
That cover is beautiful.
So yeah,
it was
such
so
a good,
good
cover. But it, and it's not. I don't really consider it that bad though, because they met when they were the son was an adult. The mom abandoned them both, and they just kind of relied on each other and supported each other, and they felt that connection. And the son already had the girlfriend and brought her to the cabin, and it just worked. But people would.
That one's on my list.
Consider it a taboo. So,
read it?
Did you like it, Lem?
Yeah, I did like it.
Yeah.
I was like, the dynamic in that one is a little different than I think I've read with other books kind of like that, just because like the son was so wanting them to be a family. Like, so he was like, I want this, like us to be a family. Like it was so, it was interesting.
Dad, is it blood related or he?
No.
Stepdad. He's their stepdad.
And like, yeah,
and like he was 19
happens.
When his mom got married to the guy.
Oh, I gotcha.
So he didn't raise like, him or anything.
No. Yeah. They only share her, but it was just like he wanted.
Right. Yeah. There's no swords crossing in this one, but
he wanted
them
to
all
share
three
her.
To be together as a throuple dynamic. Yeah. He did not want
like
two separate things or anything.
For the dad to come around?
No.
He was like in it.
No.
Like,
I mean,
oh,
it was a novella,
it.
So it was very
insta-love, insta-lust.
Like, it was very like.
Here for it.
Yeah, it was like situations where it was like he was catching them or hearing them and like doing
and
it
like
on purpose.
And like the son was doing it on purpose,
him.
Like to get him to like want to join in. And
Yeah.
I honestly might have to add that one to my list.
It's good.
Yeah. That one sounds good.
It was good. Yeah, that one was on my stepdad. It was a side note since it's a little different than like stepdad romances, but
yeah.
It's a good one.
That was good.
So step sibling, that's probably what you have the most of is like on your step sibling. I have read one step sibling and I thought it was fantastic if I'm being so honest.
What
with
was
you.
It?
Which one? This,
so I brought it up before as in the whole series, but one of my all time favorite series is the Deviant King trilogy by Rena Kent, which is a bully romance. I went from Vi Keelan literally directly to Rena Kent because Shane East narrated a Vi Keelan book. And so Audible said, you would listen to this and like it. And it was, I had no idea what a bully romance was. And it is bully. I have said it before, but someone came into our DMs after and was like, that was bully. Oh yeah, this is 2020 bully romance, like true bully. But in the first three books, it's about Aiden and Elsa. And Aiden has like three or four friends that are like his posse. And so then you get like book four, five, and then six is where you finally get like who would literally be like a dark shadow daddy in any fantasy realm. And his name is Cole Nash and his stepsister is Silver. And Silver is like the main antagonist, like pretend girlfriend of the first three books. Like, you know all about Silver because you hate her. She's like in like trying to break them up and is in on it and used to sleep with Aiden. And like, so you hate her, right? Then you get to book six and you learn that for like years, her and Cole have been sneaking around everybody and their parents, like because there's not blood related, they're a step. But there is a total and complete romantic suspense element in it that I was can't believe I've never thought about it. But like, it's all leading up to, for her book, for a whodunit. Someone is like killing people that look at her wrong, like poisoning people, stalking her, stealing her underwear and all this stuff. And the whodunit absolutely shocked me. It's definitely one I got wrong and I didn't think about it until I was thinking about our list. But that is, I think, maybe the only Steps thing I've ever read, but it's so good. Like, I've reread it like 3 or 4 times because I love that whole series. But that shit was crazy at first when I read it because they keep it way under wraps. Like, because they're in high school technically, and yeah. Cole's dad is like the governor. Like, they're in her, so her stepdad. And then he eventually becomes like the president or like the vice president. And so they wait until they're in like their 30s to come out to the world because it's like gonna be some huge, you know, Nash family scandal, because yeah. They've been step siblings since they were like 6. But it is dark, because it's, well, dark as in bully. That's a lot of what I read as dark, is the bully aspect. But there's a lot of like BDSM and kink play, and but the romantic suspense element is fucking crazy. My mom and I actually were talking about it when I was bringing this up, because my mom loves a good read, and she's like, you remember that crazy ass book where that it ended up being someone, I can say who it is if you want me to, but I also don't know if you guys will ever read it, so I don't know, you tell me. Do you want to know?
I do want to read Rena then this year.
Okay, so. Then I don't, because she, Rena says to start with this series and all okay. of her universe, where, because they all are interconnected with uncles and best friends and bodyguards, but she says to start with this series, so I won't say the whodunit.
Okay.
It's been on my TBR.
I can fucking promise you, you will never see it coming. It's not like, oh, it was on this page and this line in a random one-off. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but you're going
to
be like,
maybe someday I'll be able to get back to reading series like in a row, because I don't have like so many other books to
but it's
read.
Good, and it's obviously taboo, especially because I feel like this is the type of British high school is honestly like college in this land. Like, they're yeah. just so old that it almost doesn't make sense that they're in high school. Like, not that it takes away from it, but when they're like, I'm going to class, I'm like, you're in college. Like, your prize are on like a British college campus instead of like a British high school. It's fantastic though. Rena has some of the best writing I think honestly I've ever read. I got out of my bully romance, because that's what she writes. Like, that is her bread and butter, is bully. So I want to reread. And then I've been saying like, oh, I'm gonna do that trilogy. I've read Aiden and Elsa like 18 times. Love them. But then I was thinking, like, what about Cole and Silver? They are doing some fucked up shit before the age of 18. What kind of step siblings, like, are your favorite? Like, what's some books that are your fave with the step sibling?
Well, obviously, Eyes on Me.
Yes. So, as I say,
book 2.
We got to talk about Eyes on Me. It's and my like, favorite of the series.
This is a good one, too, I think, for someone who's unsure about step siblings, because, like,
yes.
they didn't grow up together.
Yes, so, like, that's one of my, like, key older, arguments for them.
Yes, because he's older, like, the scene where she's, like, it's her birthday, and she's, like, braces, and, like, she's weird, and, like, he's, like, in college, so, like, he doesn't give two flying flips about her.
Yeah, he's, like, no. I don't care about you, he's,
like,
child.
Was he, like, mid-20s or something, or did, like...
Yeah, like, he was older, he's like, I don't give a flip about you, so it's not like he was, like, attracted to her as a child, or nothing weird, like, was going on, like, he literally does not pay her a lick of attention until he sees her on the cam.
When she's an adult.
When she's a grown adult being
See, I can get behind that totally.
Yeah.
I can get behind
and
that.
And so then it's like the whole like, oh, well, my stepsister's hot. Like, so then it's like that, like they're both adults. There's nothing, like to me it was not, half the time I forgot they were step siblings.
Her finding out that he
is this, sorry, she's a cam girl, you said? I'm probably, I don't know if I will read it. I'll say maybe. It's not like it's a foregone no.
I mean, he figures out obviously right away who she is and knows, and then like it's the whole thing of like, then the reveal of how she finds out that he knew all along, and oh Lord.
Yeah. That one didn't bother you, that he was keeping secrets? Are you telling me, Brittany, that you have a double standard going on right now?
That might be an exception, because I liked how that one played out. But I also, like, felt bad for her.
Because
and I was
he was
like,
also pursuing her, like, off camera. So it wasn't like he was, like, only paying her attention when she was a cam girl and, like, ignoring her when else. Like, he was actively pursuing her with it. So it's kind of like
bite him in the ass. Like I was just like sitting there like waiting for the shoe to drop, and I was just like, how is this gonna come out? Are you gonna have the balls to tell her yourself? Spoiler alert.
It kind of gives the vibe. It kind of gives the vibe of the Miles High series, the third one, where they're like chat online.
They have
or that app or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows who she is fairly early on, because when she kind of says something and he knows it's her. Yeah. And so like he goes like that whole book knowing who he's talking to, and she doesn't know who she's talking to. So it kind of gave vibe of like they're interested no matter what. Like, you know, so.
That's a great one to compare it to, Lem. I forgot about that detail of that book.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I read that series too.
Same.
God, that series changed my life. So there's a book called Wrong by Stella, I think it's Stella Reese. And I didn't even know it was step siblings. Like she has several books, and I just stumbled upon it when I was like reading a bunch of her books. And I think like they're adults, like they didn't grow up together, but she like is attracted to him and is tempted by him and like falls asleep on his couch, like naked situation to like tempt him to give in. Like,
darn.
Like I know this is it wrong, but like, oopsie. So like it's very it gets the job done. Then I think I talked about Step Brothers Darling by K.A. Knight. Yep. And then Sicko by Ammo Jones.
I've seen this everywhere, but I don't know what it is.
They're foster siblings.
They're big on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. They're foster siblings, and it's dark romance, so definitely it has like a very dark element to it. He is in an MC gang kind of thing, but he's always wanted to protect her kind of situation, and they give in to their feelings and whatever, but like there's no blood relation. They were foster siblings for a period of time and always stayed in touch, so. But it is dark. I mean, some messed up stuff in it. So
because of the MC aspect of it.
Yeah, there's some, I think, assault and, you know, like that kind of stuff. And then I just recently read one. So this is to any author who's listening. An author posted on Threads, like joking marketing, like people are saying this book is sick because she gets in the hot tub with her stepbrother, like kind of thing. And I was like, sold immediately. Downloaded the book and read it that day.
I saw that thread. That was honestly perfect marketing because that thread blew up.
Yes. And I literally was like, it was a Sunday morning, woke up early, saw that thread, immediately downloaded the book, and did not get out of bed until I finished reading it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the type of commitment we like.
It's called Fractured by R.D. Baker. It's the only book I've read by her, but she's now on my TBR. And it was very different. So it starts off and she's like waiting outside of a prison. I was like, what is happening? Like at first I was like, is there like a book one? Because like what's going on?
Yeah, you're like, I've missed something already.
I've missed something. And so she is at a prison and she is picking up her stepbrother and her boyfriend, who it's been like a long time. Like they were she was a teenager when they went into jail. She has not communicated with them, but she's like, I know they need a place to stay. They're going to live with me and they'll get on their feet kind of thing. So they move in with her and the boyfriend's ready to be like, let's start back up a relationship. Like, and she's just like, no. Cause you find out they killed her dad and it's bad. There's like a whole backstory of what happens and what everything goes on. But what happens in the book, which I wasn't expecting, is that her stepbrother and his best friend, her ex-boyfriend, whatever, they have feelings for each other.
Oh.
And the stepbrother is like, I want to suck my best friend's dick. Like he literally is like thinking that. And so like they give in and start messing around. And she starts messing around with her boyfriend. They were boyfriend and girlfriend as teenagers. But then she's also like, I have feelings for my stepbrother. And then they're like, why don't we just all give in? So they all give in and they just all
disorder each other.
It's an MMF. Yeah, because they're doing it and there's scenes in hot tubs. I love a hot tub. It was really good.
That sounds
But
nice,
I mean, it was like actually. The angst and the buildup of like, when are they going to give in and do what? And like, there's a whole scene where she's like, finally gives in with her boyfriend and the stepbrother's watching and she knows he's watching and she's making eye contact with him. And I was like, yes.
Ooh.
Like,
oh, I'm in here for that, honestly.
It was really good. Yeah. So it was like By Awakening, like Second Chance, dark romance vibes. It was really good.
I'm here to add this one to my list.
I am going to honestly add that one to my list too.
Yeah. And it was literally just because of a Threads. And I literally went on Threads afterwards, was like, Others, if you don't know if this app works, this is proof because I've literally read this book today.
A random little side tangent. I have been screaming at people like you should be on Threads. Like, it is fantastic. The reach and the way that their algorithm is working, it is incredible. I have found so many good authors and books from Threads. My TBR fucking hates me because of Threads. But I like, too, that they are these I hate saying like unknown, but they're just like lesser known, less talked about, less traditionally popular books. And that is what's fun, because it does kind of feel like the early KU days where you're like, I didn't even know that was a thing, like that we were back to writing it. And it does kind of feel like we're coming back around to kind of like the 2020 era of romance books and reading, where like bully romance is becoming a thing again, and like there's more taboo, and I'm just like, I'm here for it, because I do think it's fun. But Threads is a great place to find like these random like one-off books.
And it's good because like it will pop up in your algorithm like on your feed, and you don't follow them. Like, I didn't follow her, never heard of her, and then I literally read that clip and I was like, sold. Like, follow, you now have a fan from a simple
The algorithm thread is honestly fantastic. I feel like I can get more interaction and reach over there as a reader than on TikTok and on Bookstagram combined. Yeah. Whatever their algorithm is killing it. So
yeah, it's crazy.
I know we have authors that listen. So if you are not on Threads, this is your public service announcement to be getting on Threads. And half the time, it'll be a new author being like, I don't know what to post on here, but I have a book. Thousands, hundreds of thousands views and likes, like just post it, just literally get on there and start randomly saying stuff.
Love
just
that for so all whatever of you.
I know you're not big on, you're not gonna do it. That's okay.
Nope.
It can be toxic too.
It's a dumpster fire from what I've seen from being on the outside. I'm just like, I always scroll on
past that, because it does give great recs and great books, and I've met a lot of friends.
I'm gonna trust that you're gonna tell me if I need to know something.
Absolutely, I will. You know I will.
I know. So I'm like, I got plenty of people over there living that dumpster fire life for themselves. I don't need to be over there. They will let me know if there's a hot book I need to read. I just thought of a random kind of reverse of this type of taboo relationship, going back to Sadie Kincaid out in her LA Ruthless series that I did first, books 3 and 4, kind of like their own little like duology duet, and it's Best Friend's Daughter.
That's a good one.
Adopted daughter, but still like daughter, like they adopted her, and like that's Fierce Betrayal and Fierce Obsession, I think, are those two. And one of like the key like selling lines that she uses in her marketing, which is really good, is like, if you hear her screaming daddy, she's not calling for you.
That's amazing.
That is fantastic. That's awesome. That is so good.
I don't think I've read any of them ever again. Like, I think that's like a one-off that I've Have you ever read that trope, Lem?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I will read anything. And I feel like because I'm an age gap lover, like then you're going to get all kinds of stuff. And that's why I always say like age gap, like to get into stepdad, you should go age gap, daddy kink, and then stepdad. And then like that's the trifecta to tempt it out. So like I do think that's
a good thing, because
that is
are also random one-offs though that fall into each one. Like for me, but like I, as someone who has a hard time with age gaps, I do think it is a good way, like, because I have found certain ones that I'm like, okay, this one is good. Or, like, you just learn the preferences, I can't say that word very well, that you want, like, with your age gap. Like, I learned, like, okay, I can do an age gap, but I truly need her to be 18 when they meet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I know. I read it. But that's actually good. Like, we can kind of wrap up some things and really kind of dive into this whole series. Because I was like, I have now, but I was talking to Britt and she was like, read it, like read the series. Then I start reading and every fucking book is an age gap or reverse age gap.
And I didn't even realize it until you were reading, and I was like, holy shit.
She's asking a lot of me just going right in, because I know it's a motorcycle club, and I as a girl who would probably be murdered because she's nosy, was like, you want me to read about a boys club? Like, oh, hell no. Like, that's where I just have a hard time with motorcycles, because like, I don't like
that. I still think you're going to love it.
That they're like, this is a boys club. And I'd be like, well, I'm about to flap out mine right on the table, because like, what the fuck are you telling me? I can't go in here because it's church. Like, fuck off. So I was like prepared mentally for like, turn that part off, Libby. You're not a feminist right now. We are loving all of these men. But then it was like, this is his teacher. Okay, well, that's okay. And then it's like, less of the corruption. And then it's like, he's raised her, not raised her, but looked after her from afar for her whole life. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. And then it just kept going and going. And I was like, but they're damn good. That they're not good. But I actually have talked to Gianna a little bit in the DMs, because my favorite book is the least favorite of the series. Any guesses of what that could be?
I don't think it's the least favorite. Let me just preface
that. That's what Gianna said. They do not get the most love. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they get the most love, but I don't think they're at the bottom either. They're like middle of the pack.
I would absolutely just go in and read Danner and HR's story without a doubt.
Oh, that is such a good one.
I love Harley Rose. I am obsessed. Like, I would totally let him handcuff me. Please arrest me. Use your cuffs. Yes. Please, officer. But like, that one I liked because like,
I love
that
one.
He waited till she was a little older. And then I just think I really also liked the like suspense. We were finally really getting into some of the suspense with the undercover and stuff. So like, you gotta know who you're talking to and your audience. So like, of course I'm gonna eat that up. But they're my favorite. And sometimes people will be like, no, what about Zeus? And I'm like, but what about Officer Danner? You guys are just completely overlooking that man.
You had a hard time with Zeus. You did.
But it's not like it. And I want people to know the series is fantastic. It's so good.
And I will defend Zeus and Lulu until the day I loved it.
He's the only exception. Like,
He's like half on that line for me. It's like, this is like probably the only time I'm going to be like, read it, because it is a great book. But like, did I have to stop and text Britt a lot? Like, a child. Happening? I'm like, a child. This is a child, folks. And I know nothing like bad happens, but
nothing
I don't.
Bad happened.
I just had
he
to
wasn't
like
grooming her.
Like, I just had to get it in my brain.
She was pursuing him to get to where they were.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it was like the brand new mom in me, but I was like, you're telling me that a man has been watching my child for their whole life, and now they're
glad someone was, because their parents sucks ass.
And I know that, but like, it is the one where I feel like if people might have a hard time, they should just know
that,
a little
that's a
bit
book
about
to recommend that. Like, you have to know your audience to recommend it, because absolutely, you can traumatize someone with it.
There are definitely people that I know just because like they are more of
like
the
main
emotional
age that the FMC is 17 when this shit is happening. It is 17,
and
you guys.
I think that's why
it's in Canada, and in Canada that's technically 18
legal
in America.
Yes. So. Yep. But I do think you're exactly right. It's like, you just have to know your audience. Like, I was, yeah. I think Britt did preface me a little bit. Like, hey, it's probably not going to be your fave, but like, this is what's going on. Because I know that there just are people that like do the small town or more emotional or romantic suspense, that if they got to that book, they would DNF it. Like, they would be like, absolutely not. But it's great. It is a good book. I really enjoyed it. It's not like it's bad writing or anything. It's just, it's definitely one of those taboo tropes where you're like, she's in our eyes, in American eyes, she's a minor. And that man would be in jail.
I reread it in like November, and I was like, even rereading it, even loving Zeus and having four different copies of this book, I was still like, there are parts of this that are hard to swallow.
It's hard a little bit.
But it's like, he just gets away with it because
he's
Zeus. Zeus girl.
I agree.
And like, but when you like,
it's nice to hear though that you still struggled. Not like struggled, but like, you know what I mean? Like that. Even when you're reread, you weren't like, oh, I just threw it out the window. Like, I think it's
like
good.
You're pausing and you're like, ethically, like morally, like, what are we doing?
Right.
Is it okay?
Like, if I was 17 with a man that age, it'd be like, what in the actual heck? But at the same time, I didn't live the life she lived, and I don't want to say this because I feel like this is so like basic, but like, she does have an old soul. And yeah, she does. They're one of,
I say she's wise
couple.
Beyond her years. Like, yes, she's lived through so much that, like, shit.
If this was a fantasy romance, it would be different because it's like the fated mate trope to a T. In yep, a
absolutely.
That not
that's a great
fantasy.
Way to say it, Lem. Yes.
Thank you.
But I because also haven't like... read any fantasy where she was under the age of 18.
Okay.
Not one. I want people to know so they don't go in and are like fucked up. Because like even Throne of Glass, she's 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She might have been
but
an old
in Canada.
Old...
She's yep. 17, 18.
Yes.
It's definitely a line. I'm like, it's definitely a line.
It's a line.
They're my but second it's, favorite book of the series. I love them
but
so much.
But I also think it depends on, like, truly, like, your life experience. I was a little shithead in high school, and I dated men that were far too old for me. Like, gonna catch a case. So then reading it as an adult, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah. I can kind of see a little bit different. And I know not everyone is, but I love to be honest here, and I think that's where sometimes it was hitting close to home. Obviously I didn't grow up the same way as her,
yeah,
but when
right.
you're 17 dating an older man and then you get to like the age that he found her, you're like, okay, well, I don't know if I'd be watching a child that closely at my age, but
yeah.
it's so good. It's the so thing good. And it's needed. It's like definitely a pivotal point.
I mean,
point
it was such
the...
a traumatic event, like, and
yeah.
he
yeah.
is not just.
And I feel like if you read that and didn't read Lessons in Corruption before that,
yeah.
I think you would be like, what am I reading?
Yes.
But because I
yeah.
feel like Lessons in Corruption makes.
Starts off with that, with a bang of like, hello,
right.
I'm your teacher, even though you're 18.
Right.
Cause
he is.
And like,
yeah.
that's where it's like, okay, I'm
but
not saying that that's
Zeus's
right.
Zeus's introduction
but...
in Lessons in Corruption, like when he comes to the school and saves her, like, I just
mm-hmm.
without that first introduction
yeah.
and your bond and your building in Lessons in Corruption, I agree, Lem, like if people just jumped into
oh, yeah.
book two, yes, they're standalones, but it's so interconnected, that series is, that you really build on each book. And
yeah, they're definitely interconnected,
you know?
Brittany, I will full fucking name drop you for the trauma that you put me under. Just
after
read
the
it
fall.
Just
fine.
Read it. I get to after the fall. I am rage voice noting to her because I only read HEAs. You're stupid. You're the worst best friend in the whole world. Why would you ever have me read
it's,
this? What about
emotional.
The dog? I was livid.
She
I was
so
livid.
Mad.
I was 100%, I'm not kidding. I was ready to throw in a friendship. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, this is friendship ending worthy.
I was like,
and
then
and
I'm
she's
like,
just like,
hello?
Keep reading.
Keep reading. I only
I don't,
read happily
yeah.
ever after.
I don't want to keep reading that bullshit. I thought Brittany was about to be like, surprise, they were wine choosing all the time. And she had a side piece. I was about to be so pissed.
It all worked
no.
out, you guys.
But it's,
yeah.
it's still good. Still good.
It's all good.
Still
good.
Taboo. But I will never let her live that down because that's evil. That is so
oh, it was so fun.
But
what
yeah,
other
this,
like type
this
of...
This book is so good.
And the cover is beautiful. I don't like...
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm just not drawn to, in general to men with long hair, but I love... I mean, it's just
oh,
perfect for
I
him.
He, I am too. And he wears it well.
And then when he cuts it off, oh my God.
Yeah, I was going to say, guess when I think he's probably the hottest.
So emotional. So emotional.
That man.
He is a good man.
A good man.
Yeah.
Taboo, but good.
Taboo, but good. But yeah, I have this. I have the discreet like versions. Then I have this one. I have the cover that's in hardback.
Yeah.
And then I have a special signing edition. And I bought...
The her cover is really pretty. I love
yes.
that
yeah.
one.
And I bought two of these at a signing, and Gianna said, I see a theme. And I said, mm-hmm.
It's
called
like,
Zeus.
Yeah, you're like, I may be obsessed.
Yeah. But then I also put,
yeah.
like,
wrap us
daddy
up here
books
with some,
in here.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
wrap
so, like,
us up with some daddy kinks and
yeah.
all
so
of I, it.
Daddy Axel.
So these are, like, age gap daddy books, so obviously.
Latte Darling's
Latte
your favorite
Darling.
Book of all time, right?
It's one of my top ones. Yes.
It's so good.
Axel was my first book husband, so
top is there two. A man cover for that one as well? That's the discreet.
Yeah, I actually
yeah.
have the man cover. No, this is a special edition.
Oh, okay. It's beautiful.
I have the
it
man cover,
really
but I couldn't find it. But yeah, this is a, I have the special edition of Smokey
There's
Darling.
There's a silver
Latte
fox
Darling.
On the front.
Yeah, it's Wander.
Okay.
And then this is called Little Dove by Layla Frost. It is
Ooh,
got
pretty.
Daddy age gap romance.
Never heard of that one. That's a pretty.
Mm-hmm. This is really good. So it's kind of got like mafia vibes to it. He kidnaps her kind of situation.
I love that.
This has, you know, like the daddy role play, which I always feel like is a good lead up. And then this is also age gap daddy. These are actually little novellas. And then she put them all in one.
Omnibus
or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And she has a pseudonym where she writes Small Town Cowboy. Yes. Ivy Jackson. Ivy. That's the same author.
Oh, okay.
Right? Of the two cowboy books we have.
Yep. So this is like the first one starts off with a Christmas themed and his name's Nick, her name's Holly kind of situation, but it's got the age gap, silver fox kind of thing. And I always feel like that's really good to test your water of like a dynamic to figure out if you are into that, to go into stepdad. Because if you're not into that, I don't think you're going to enjoy stepdad at all.
I agree, because just from like talking to some people, they were, or like honestly seeing on threads, they're like, I liked this book until she said daddy. And I'm like, okay, you are probably starting to learn now that you're not into daddy kinks. And so like, you probably don't want to go into stepfather taboo because like, they're obviously going to play that up.
Right. And they might not always call the stepdad daddy. Like there might not be that dynamic, but there's some type of relation there that like, if you don't enjoy that, there's no way you're going to be like, I'm going to go enjoy a stepdad romance instead. Like, it's just, you're going to be like, icked out by it.
With, I mean, I know he's not dad, but like with Braving the Storm, I mean, like it's very, it's on the nose. I am your uncle. Even though they're not, he was adopted. He's the adopted brother to her dad. But like, you like they. I when I was doing my reread, I was my beta list, and I was like, oh, I forgot how much he like puts it out there himself. Like, would your uncle let you fall like off the horse, or like, would your uncle let you do that, or her being snarky and being like, Uncle Storm, and I'm just like, taboo tea, but it was so good. But like, that didn't bother me. But I have seen some people be like, the uncle play was a lot, but it kind of was like their get off on it, like like, you're my niece and I'm your
uncle.
There's
another book I read that had the uncle, the adopted uncle vibe in it, which was, it's called, so there's a series by Lilith Vincent. The first one is called Brutal Intentions, which is stepdad.
I completely forgot about that. You just unlocked a core memory. I believe I've read it.
It's so good. He's like engaged to her mom. So he's going to be her stepdad. And
that's
he's
the only
like,
one I've read from it.
He's closer in age than to her than the mom. And like, I mean, he's still older than her. And he's got like kind of like family crime connections.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
this
is a like mafioso,
like
mafia
I've seen
family.
These covers.
No, they're good. Yeah. You honestly might have seen it on Audible because I know they're on audio. Because I
it's like a tattooed hand.
Yeah.
Like, there's rings on it and she's actually putting it into like a comic book, and
that is so cool.
It is. I've seen clips of it, and I'm gonna get it when it's done because
that is so cool.
It's got the scene in it, but I mean, it looks like what you picture the books.
You
but like
unlocked a little memory for me. That's good. That's one of the ones I did in my bully. I was heavy in the mafia after bully romance too, because I mean, so a lot
the
of
second
those go hand
book,
in
the
hand.
Second book in there is called Brutal Conquest, and he is her adopted uncle. Like he's adopted. So
I
like it kind of gives the same vibes as Braving the Storm of like,
and they play up the uncle,
uncle
in it.
Play,
See, okay, I've read a couple more than I thought. You guys just had to my brain put a wall up, like, don't remember those.
They just filtered that away.
I think it's also because I lived in small town land first. So long. My brain is like, you can't do that in small town land. That is not allowed.
Well, have you read any QB Tyler? Because she kind of plays that line.
No.
Oh.
When we had Literary Alexandra on, she is really good friends with QB. And she was giving us some good stepping stone books.
Yeah, the one that she told me to read first.
Mine
do you remember
was like
which
a,
one?
Mine was like Bittersweet Love or something. Novella.
There's a duet. I think of that.
Yeah,
bittersweet.
She said that that was a good stepping stone for me, but she was very flat out. Like, these are taboo. Mm-hmm. These are fucked up.
The, what like was the meant to be. That was the one that
that's
she
a good
said
one.
I should read.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite from her?
So, Love Unexpected has got, like, the stepdad vibes in it. There's, like, I'm trying to remember because I've read them all. There is one where, like, I think he adopts her, takes care of her as a child. It might be that one. And then, obviously, things happen, you know, later on. But, yeah, I mean, I've read a lot of her books. And it's, she is not all, like, I feel like she walks the line. Some people go, like, they way dive over into it. Yeah. Where she, like, has some where it's, like, people who might not normally read. Like, into taboo, like, might enjoy it. So, like, she does that, really well. I mean,
not taboo, but I do know that she's not afraid to write a cheating trope too.
And yes.
I don't read them that often, but if they're done right, I can get behind them. But
I don't like them.
I think with her writing, that it just, you have to have good writing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have good writing and you don't have that good of a story, or vice versa. So I feel like because she has such good writing, that's why she can, I mean, she's done it quite a few times and people love her. She's definitely on my TBR. I know there are some, I've been told there are some, like, more that I would like than others, but I'm always down to try new things. I mean, I'm really like trying to expand.
Some of them are just that severe age gap where they're like, one of them, more recent one, it's like her best friend's dad, like that kind of situation. So, like, there's just like severe age kind of
thing. I just read a best friend's dad. It was really good. It's coming out.
The last one I did was Elliot's.
The bouquets and buckles.
Yeah,
that was really good. I enjoyed that one so much.
I loved her pink hair, and I loved that she was into flowers. But I think that was the last best friend's dad I read, which was good. And it's just a little Christmas spicy novella. Like, until the snow melts. So I'm like, until the snow melts. Hell yeah, it better keep snowing. I was stressed out that the snow was going to melt too soon.
I think you're going to like this one that Kelly wrote. It's mafia-esque, like it's ex-mafia secret society. It's MF, but there is like an initiation scene.
I'm okay with sharing is caring for mafia and stuff, because like what else are you supposed to do? He has to get territorial of you somehow. That's like my exception. Like, share her once and then like be so territorial that you're like, I'm gonna blow your head off if you look at her again. And I'm like,
Nash by Kelly Finley. Yes, I am so excited to read that one.
Oh, yes. I need it. Sorry, Lem, we didn't cut you off.
I don't care. I'm the guest here.
Exactly.
Y'all are the main show. I'm just here talking about my weird obsession with step-parents and stuff.
I love it. What book is that?
Yes, love it.
The last one is this has got That's two pretty. Books in it. It's The Power Brothers. This is a special edition by Cassandra Robbins. But book one is called Power, and he is her stepdad. So there is a scene, and the scene will live rent-free in my head, where, like, so he's married to her mom. They have a horrible, like, it's just not a, it's not a vibe. And she comes home to visit. He's never met her. And she's, like, hooking up with, like, a boyfriend situation. The boyfriend is attempting to go down on her. Okay. It's not enjoyable. He walks in and he's like, what are you doing to my stepdaughter? And like, get out. And then he's like, I'm gonna show you how it's done. Like,
this is how it's really supposed to be done.
We love a man that takes charge. We need a man to take charge. Lord help us all.
So then they start sneaking around and all that kind of stuff, and it was really good. And then the second book in that is Rule, and it's his brother, and that's like a professor student situation.
Not, they're not normally taboo like for age, but I have read my fair share of like my college professor. You know what I mean? I haven't honestly read that many besides like Lessons in Corruption, where they're in high school and doing something.
In college, and like he's trying to become like the dean, so like he's really got like a lot of like focus on him, and then some young thing comes in and tempts him and takes it all away.
What is it about school that makes everyone so horny?
Professors in glasses, that's what it
hell is. Yes, men in glasses, always a win.
I had a hot college professor, and I understand the vibe.
Honestly, this is probably too much, but I had a hot 7th grade typing teacher, and I have brought him up multiple times in my adult life when anyone's ever said it, and I'm like, you know, I'll never forget him. I even remember his name. Like, I just am like, hey, and we were literally in 7th grade, and he's married to, like, she could be a supermodel, but I just remember in 7th grade, we took typing, and I was like, damn, I did learn a lot. I mean, yeah, we're old. We took typing classes, okay?
You know.
But I'll just never forget you, Mr. Oyster. That was his name.
Oh my God.
Mr. Oyster.
It was Mr. Oyster. How you doing out there? Someone from my old dumb's gonna be like,
mine was high school, And his name was Coach Wiley, and he was the football coach.
A lot of people had it for football coaches. A lot of people in our high school liked our football coach, and I was like, no.
He was so hot. And he had, he did the Excel class, like where you learn Excel. Who teaches that? And
hey, we're really aging ourselves here.
What's important information and knowledge to learn?
So dumb. So dumb. I became really good friends with, I don't want to say a nerd, but I became really good friends with someone who enjoyed doing homework. And the homework was like, you would have to go home and make a spreadsheet, which is funny because now I love making them.
Yeah.
But like,
it's like your job.
But in high school, you don't want to do that.
No. And like, so your homework was on a flash drive. So he would just put his flash drive into my computer. I would move some stuff around, change the name, and then just give him his flash drive. I'm like, ooh, my homework is done. Like,
kids will
come
never
on
understand.
Now.
We had it no. in really a lot hard. Of ways.
Dumb stuff.
We had a lot of ways easier. People are like, but ChatGPT, whatever, AI. And I'm like, no, bro, we could just cheat. I graduated high school cheating off my friends that knew I was looking at their papers half the time. Like, get out of here.
I mean, that was like the only class where I was like, I'm not going to do Excel.
I liked written the things no one else liked. I was like, I like German. I took 5 years of German. You know, I'm like, I like anatomy. I like reading.
I loved anatomy. Calculus. Algebra, calculus.
Ew,
like
get out of here,
stuff.
You weirdo. Brighton's going to be throwing his hands up in the air screaming of joy. I hate math. And he maths, I'm like, no. Like, girl math was literally invented for people like Libby.
But that the answer, there is an actual answer. And when you figure out how to get from A to B to get the answer, like, it's just the greatest feeling.
And I never figured it out. That's
I'm like, let me tell you. Yeah. When they started putting letters in with numbers, you fucking lost me. That's like basic algebra one. I was fucked.
Mm-hmm. And I got put in advanced math, and I was like, I'm dumb.
I got
like,
put
so
in.
Thankfully,
no,
my senior
I got
year,
put
I into
dumb math. You guys remember Study Island with blue ribbons? That was me. Libby has to go to her own little classroom because she doesn't know how to do fractions. I still don't, bitches.
Me neither. And that's what calculator
really,
is for.
It got me so far. My calculator's name is Mr. Smut Daddy. And I got no shame in my game. Girl math was meant for people like me. Like, well, it's $50. There's tax, so it's $60. Brian's like, that's wrong. No, it's not.
What are
you're
you talking about?
You're lying.
Or how Morgan does girl math. She's like, this is $50, so it's actually $100. I'm like, okay, sure.
Or like gift cards, free money. Or you get something back and it gets put back on. I say free money. Brian's like, that's not free money. You already spent it. You're lying. Stop it. You're lying to me. I know how money works. I don't. We would be financially corrupt. I am a mafia man's worst nightmare. They have no idea where their money's going.
Oh, love it.
Oh, this is fun. We love having you on. You are the best. I think that's a great wrap for taboo, kind of age gap, you know, tiptoeing the line. Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah. It covers a big spectrum, but I feel like there's definitely something for everybody. Like, take it from me. Trust me. You can find something out there, folks, that you love and like, because, I mean.
And you may not love them all, but there's always those exceptions. Yeah. Go out and try and find them, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Not all the time. You don't want to rage read every day, but, you know.
No. I don't
take
rage
a risk.
Read.
Take a chance.
I barely ever rage read, but there's definitely something out there for everybody. And also, don't be afraid of DNF. Don't think that because one of
Even
us
though
loved
I suck
it.
At it.
Yes. You know, just because one
not
of us loved it doesn't mean we're going to have any hard feelings if you DNF it. Keep your peace. Oh, yeah. Enjoy what you read, but also don't be afraid to try something. That's okay. We're all there's so many books out here. We could have a podcast for 100 fucking years. True. And don't you worry, folks. I already am thinking about making them come back.
Heck yeah.
So it'll probably be post-baby, but I'm literally was like, she's going to come back again, right? She's not going to be sick of us?
Never.
Never.
Britt is answering for you like she loves us.
It's not
obviously.
Allowed. So.
No.
I'm like, as your employer, how can I make this? Or as you, as my employer, I'm like, how can I use this to my benefit as your employee?
I will come on as many times as you want.
Yay! Yeah. make sure that you follow Limmy, even though you all already are, as you should be, but we will link her down below. Make sure to check out Luna Literary. We got a shit ton of arcs out there, folks. You want to talk about finding so what you like and what you don't like or trying something new? Sign up for an arc. Go and try it. Yeah. We literally have like 30 right now.
We have a lot. It's like, no, like, we have every day. I'm like, this is the highest number we got. And then the next day, I'm like, this is the highest number we've gotten. I'm like,
yes. And there's always new ones coming. So go join over there. We'll link that. We will link our Facebook group for Luna. Lim does it all. She runs a tight ship. And I will be in your emails. And I am very good at emailing you guys back. But until next time, friends, I am your host, the Smut Daddy or Father Liv.
And I am your co-host, Sister Britt.
And this is the beautiful Limmy in between us. And we will see you guys next time. Peace and blessings.
Bye, guys. Peace and blessings. Bye.